Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, Ted Williams. Wednesday, June the 3rd, 2020, 16 minutes past the hour. Now, don't forget, we are not going to go off the air after this show this morning with live programming. We do have two more hours of live programming this morning. Glenn Coble and myself will be here together. And then we have, Glenn will do a third hour this afternoon from 12 to 1. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m. tonight. Now, phone lines are open. I appreciate Sam Donaldson coming on the program. And like I said, whether or not you agree or disagree with what he had to say, he has the right to say it. And I think it's interesting to hear people's viewpoints, and it's interesting to hear your viewpoints. And yesterday, having Dr. Art Ulin on, and Kai Mead, and Tracy Kinsler, all very interesting. We haven't had a chance to take phone calls, but we certainly will this hour. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Anything about those issues or anything else on your mind, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, I'll tell you something interesting. The refrigerator here at the station has become kind of, it's not historic, but the refrigerator has become what I would call legend. That's a better word. The refrigerator here at the station has become legend. Now, why has it become legend? Well, we've had it for nearly 6 years. The station actually turned 6 years old next Wednesday, June the 10th, and we're going to give you a lot more information on that as time progresses. But here's why the refrigerator has become legend. I don't know how this happened, but I will say this. None of us are all that into cleaning out the refrigerator. Let's start there. Because really, people don't use, it's like the microwave. We have a microwave, but I don't think I've ever used the microwave. Now, I've seen other people use the microwave, but I don't think I've ever used it. And we have a coffee pot. But I don't drink coffee, so the only time I've ever used that coffee pot is when somebody else has come in and wanted coffee, and that's on a rare occasion. So, you know, we have these appliances around, but rarely are they used. Now, the refrigerator, I have used from time to time, but I don't bring my lunch, I don't bring my breakfast, so the only thing I use the refrigerator for is to put some beverage in there to keep cold in case I get thirsty while I'm on the air. Okay. Well, that being said, when this refrigerator came to us about 6 years ago, somehow, during the first Christmas, we had eggnog and we had a fruitcake. Now, at the end of the first Christmas, nobody had finished the eggnog or the fruitcake. Well, why would you? So, what ended up happening was, it stayed in the refrigerator, like many things do. Why wouldn't you put it in the refrigerator? But it stayed in there for like 2, 3, 4 weeks, and clearly at that point, the eggnog and the fruitcake were no longer any good at all. But it became a running gag because I always said that fruitcake, it will be around till the end of time. Fruitcake will last longer than styrofoam. And the eggnog started to, well, you know what happens to milk-based products. So, just for a joke, because nobody ever cleaned it out, this eggnog and this fruitcake have stayed in this refrigerator for many, many years now. Now, they don't stink and they don't smell. If they did, of course, we would get rid of them. And they're not sitting close to any food in the refrigerator or anything like that. So, it's not that. Okay. That's what's going on in the refrigerator. Well, people do put other stuff in the refrigerator, and they take care of it about as well as they take care of the eggnog and the fruitcake. Now, here's what happened. I think it was last Thanksgiving, although I'm not sure. But we usually have pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving here at the station, the day before Thanksgiving. And somebody put that pumpkin pie in the refrigerator. Now, probably back in November, that seemed like a good idea. Keep it cool. Maybe somebody will eat it on Friday. We only break for one day at Thanksgiving. Who knows? Well, nobody ever ate it. And it was on a shelf in the refrigerator where you really didn't see it, because pies are not very big, and it was just kind of slid back there on a shelf. Well, I'm going to say about a month ago, every time you open the refrigerator door, you started having odors come out of the refrigerator. And this was odd, because this eggnog and this fruitcake have been in there for 6 years, and they don't smell. Which, again, goes to prove to you, I bet you could take this fruitcake out of there right now and eat it, and it wouldn't taste any different than a fresh fruitcake. Now, the eggnog, I wouldn't go in that route, but for some reason, it does not smell. Maybe because it has a lid on it. That could be. Okay. So this pie is in the refrigerator. Oh, man, from Thanksgiving. So, the last month or so, this weird odor is coming out of the refrigerator every time somebody opens the door. And nobody knows what it is. Well, Friday it got so bad, because I do open the door to get my pop out. It got so bad on Friday that I thought, I've got to clean this thing out when I come in on Monday morning. So I did. When I came in on Monday morning, or was it yesterday morning? Yeah, Tuesday morning. I said, I've got to clean this out. This thing stinks. I've got to figure out what's stinking in here. And here's what had happened. Somebody, I think the pie, well, the pie obviously was not okay. You wouldn't want to eat that pumpkin pie from November. But I think somebody had bumped the pie in the lid, the pie tin with the plastic over top of it. The plastic had come off the pie. And now the odor was coming out from a, what, 6, 7, 8 month old pumpkin pie. And it was not a pleasant odor. So we finally got rid of the pie. But that was what was causing the smell. Clearly, when you touched it, you knew that's what was causing the odor. And then I emptied the trash cans here in the station, because I think I'm the only person who does that. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, most people who've listened to this station or who have ever been to the station already know about the eggnog and the fruitcake, which remain in the refrigerator to this day. But if you ever want to know how long it takes pumpkin pie to start to stink, because we always talk about turkey on Thanksgiving, how long can you keep the turkey leftovers after Thanksgiving before you can't eat them? And I think last year we came to the consensus that it's about 3 days after you cook it. Now, I'm here to tell you, now don't eat a pumpkin pie 7 months or 8 months after Thanksgiving, but if you're saving it for some reason, a science experiment maybe, it will start to stink around month number 8, and you'll have to get rid of that pie. So that's my story for this morning. Does anybody else have that, or are we just insane here to keep a fruitcake and keep eggnog for 6 years? Also, do you sometimes put things in the refrigerator and totally forget about them, and they just end up staying in there and nobody ever cleans them out? Or are you that person who cleans out your refrigerator like once a month? I am not one of those people. Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Very rarely do we find a topic on this program that has not been talked about before, but this is one of those mornings where we have a topic that has not been talked about before. And, you know, here's the thing about it. When I had my big Memorial Day thing a couple weeks ago, last week, whenever it was, time flying by here, I don't really use ketchup or mustard. So I can go a long time without having ketchup or mustard. Now, usually the only time ketchup or mustard is used in my house is during the summer, when I have my Memorial Day cookout, my 4th of July cookout, and my Labor Day cookout. Now, Labor Day was a long time ago, almost a year ago. Now, ketchup and mustard will hold up a long time, but not quite that long. Now, I don't know that ketchup or mustard will spoil. I really don't know, because it stays refrigerated, and it's not like it's 10 years old. It wasn't even a year old. But I felt best to go out on Memorial Day and buy new ketchup and mustard. And I threw out the old. So I don't have a problem throwing out the old. It's not like I'm a hoarder. I just don't do it. I never have the time to... cleaning out the refrigerator is a big job. Pulling out all that old stuff and throwing it away, and oh, that can be a big, big job. And I never finish anything, like ketchup and mustard and mayonnaise and pickles and relish. Anything anybody brings to my house, a lot of times I don't finish. I might eat it that day, but that's it. And then it just sits in there forever and ever and ever. Does anybody know what the life expectancy is of ketchup and mustard if you keep it refrigerated after you open it? I've always wondered about that, because I know the sell-by date is not really the point on top of the ketchup and mustard bottle. That's just when the store is not going to sell it anymore, but I know the ketchup and mustard are still good after that date. It doesn't expire. So how long can you keep ketchup or mustard before it starts to taste funny? And does it ever start to taste funny? Does time take its toll on ketchup and mustard? I don't know. Does anybody have the answers to these questions? I could sure use some help here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. How long does ketchup and mustard last? I don't know. Although I wouldn't want to take a hit off something after 9 months. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I don't want to change your... what you're talking about, but I need your help.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, I can't get moved around very good.
Right.
And I need to find a place downstairs, and if any of your listeners out there knows of anything, because I'm moving out today, and I don't want to go to a motel, but then take my... most of my chest to stay in a motel, and so if anybody knows where the place at, that's it. I can get into, I'll pay them or whatever, but I need something so I don't have to go to a motel.
So now wait a second. Now, Bob, so you're leaving your apartment today, which is but you want a new apartment here in the Marion City area.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a lot of furniture to move?
No, I just got clothes.
Just clothes. Okay, yeah. Now, what is your price range per month?
I can't go much more than about $350, $400.
Have you tried
I'm on disability, and I can't go with that.
Have you tried, like, the rotary towers?
I'm on a list, but what am I now? I mean, I'll try to hobble around and look, but they don't advertise in the paper no more because of that government ban and about discrimination and all. And the American Center got too expensive to advertise anymore. And I just can't hobble around that much too.
So yeah, Bob, what's your phone number?
740.
Got it.
341.
Got it.
69-26.
Okay, so 740-341-6926. You're looking for an apartment. It can be a basic apartment on the first floor somewhere in the Marion area.
Yeah, a room or whatever I can get. And I've been out looking and... so I just can't get out too much to go.
Okay, Bob. Well, we will mention it here this morning, and call us back if you get a phone call and let us know how it's going.
All right, I will.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, well, now there's an issue. Now, we did this back during the beginning of COVID, and this is not a bad thing to do. Now, one of our listeners, Bob there, apparently is leaving his apartment today. He's just looking for a room. All he's got's clothes at this particular point. And if you'd like to talk to him about that or have any ideas, Give him a call at 740-341-6926. You know, in that price range in Marion, I don't know if we even have sleeping rooms anymore. I'm sure we do. You know, what is her name? Jessica Hauser owns some properties. Now, I don't know. I know there might be pretty well sleeping rooms. But, you know, I think they have restrooms and obviously a bed to sleep in and a place to put your clothes. I think she's got a place on Center Street, but I don't know if she has any openings. So if you're out there, maybe check Jessica Hauser. I think if you check her properties, I think she has some of those. I don't know if there will be any apartments that would be available for in the $350 to $400 range. Because unless it's one of these senior subsidized places like the Towers or Seton Square or Brownstone or Chadwick Place or a place like that. And I don't know, are there any people out there privately who have any rooms or spaces for rent at this point? Well, give me a call here, 740-383-9944, if you have any solutions to that problem. 740-383-9944. That's a big problem to have. Our friend out there, Bob, looking for a place to stay, doesn't want to have to go to a motel. I'll tell you, a hotel motel in the Marion area can become an expensive proposition. Rooms per night are not cheap. I will tell you that. So if you have any ideas, give us a call. We know Bob's out there listening of a place he could go, or maybe a lead, 740-383-9944, or if you want to call Bob directly, 740-341-6926. That's 740-341-6926. So if you have any ideas, give us a call, give him a buzz, let us know what's going on. Now, again, I do want to let you know that I would like to know what is going on with ketchup and mustard. Do ketchup and mustard ever spoil? There has to be some restaurateurs out there who know the answer to this question. Because I'm not sure. I don't know if it does or not. Now, see, I would think, I don't know, what would be in ketchup or mustard that would cause it to spoil? It's not milk-based. It's not dairy-based. It's got a lot of artificial stuff in it. I don't know if it would spoil. I'm sure after a while it might not taste very good. But I don't know if it would ever spoil. Does anybody know, does ketchup and mustard spoil? What a question. Now, mayonnaise and Miracle Whip, now I think those would spoil. Because I do think those have some dairy-ish products to them. Ingredients. But do ketchup and mustard spoil? Or are you the person who does not clean out your refrigerator, which is where this all started? Or are you the person who religiously cleans out your refrigerator? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. Are there some people out there who maybe don't want to admit that they're the ones who don't clean out the refrigerator? Or are there some people out there who don't want to admit that they do clean out the refrigerator religiously? It's interesting. 740-383-9944. Okay, we talked about the office refrigerator. Now, the one-year anniversary of WWGH is coming up, and if you've listened to this station long enough, it'd be June 10th. June 10th will have been on the air 6 years, and as we do every June 10th, we have our big anniversary celebration, like at Christmas, which is where we get the whole group together here, and we do a big party, and it's also something we put on the air from 7 to 9 at night. So it's a live party, and it's a get-together, and we share the memories of WWGH Radio. That will be next Wednesday, June the 10th, from 7:10 to 9 p.m. Now, it is not open to the public, but we do invite people who have been involved with the station in one form or another. So, if you're listening to this and you haven't gotten the invite, although I think I've invited everybody, I really think I have. Let me run it down. Now, you tell me, audience, have I forgotten anybody? I got Linda Sims. I got Mike Wilson. I got Adam. I got Pastor Whitaker. I got Terry. I got Sean. I got Glenn Coble. I got myself. Now, is there anybody? And there'll be other people here for that. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Best by September 30th, 2021.
Is that the ketchup?
That is a Hunt's ketchup.
Now, here's the question I have about, because, yeah, mine was like that, too, from last summer. But is that the sell-by date in the store?
No.
No, that's expiration.
Yes.
So what is it in ketchup that you think would expire?
It might get sour. Other than that, I really wouldn't know.
Well, because, like, I know, for example, because sometimes I do this with pop, because I'll have these big get-togethers, and people will bring a lot of pop, and typically at home, I actually don't drink pop. I'll drink it out in public, but I don't drink it at home. And people will leave the pop, and a lot of times I have to check the date on the bottom to see if it's still good. And but yet, it's not bad. It just, you know, is not something you'd want to sell anymore because it might lose its fizz.
Sure.
So I'm not sure if that's the same thing with ketchup or not.
I didn't check the mustard, but that's what the ketchup says.
So the ketchup would actually probably give you some kind of food poisoning.
It might.
Yeah, we would.
But it does said it very clearly on the top of the bottle.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, hey, thank you for checking and calling.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Well, see, that's interesting. Let me know, because I don't... Would it go sour? What is in ketchup that would make it go sour? And does anybody know about mustard? Because mustard, to me, would seem like it could go on for a long time. I don't know. One of them things, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
All righty. I know somebody who I'd like to have, but I think he lives kind of far away.
Who's that?
Bring in old Steve Boom Boom Cannon.
Yeah, you know, he's over in Pennsylvania. I don't remember if he ever came to an anniversary party or not. He was here, of course, several times. But, yeah, I don't know when the last time he was in Ohio was. I do know, have talked, not just the people here on the station, I do know Jeff Ruth is going to be here. I've talked to him. And I do know Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be here. I've talked to her. And I think there are some other... Who else should I put on that? I got Mary Ellen and Jeff, they're coming. I've got the entire crew here at the station. They're coming. Who else should I put on that list?
I should... Maybe invite old Mayor Schertz or there.
Oh, bring the mayor in for this?
Yeah, see what he has. See what his take is there.
Well, did I leave? I'm worried about leaving somebody off because I've got Adam, Sean, Terry, Linda, Pastor Whitaker, Mike Wilson, Glenn Coble, and I think that's it.
Well, I think you got pretty much a full house there.
Well, and it's always fun. Those parties are fun at Christmas and at anniversary time.
How you going to squeeze everybody into that little area up there?
Well, you know what usually happens during these parties, and everybody's usually pretty comfortable, is we get some people in the studio, and they'll be on the air for a little bit, and other people will be in the other room eating, and then they just kind of shuffle in and shuffle out.
Oh, I take it you're having food up there, too?
Well, we do. We and this has become a thing. I don't know how this got started years ago, but at Christmas and at anniversary time, which is the two times of year we get together here like this, we always have pizza. I don't know how it became pizza, because that's certainly not a Christmas tradition, but it's pizza.
Well, that's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun. And everybody, we don't all get together at the same time like that ever, so it's fun that we're able to do that two times a year.
Why, heck yeah, that'll be pretty fun.
Now, have you ever eaten spoiled ketchup or spoiled mustard?
You know, no, I haven't. It doesn't sound like it'd be a very pleasurable, it'd be like, lemon there. It'd probably make you pucker up, I imagine.
Now, what do you think is in there that would be sour?
Boy, you know, tomatoes, you know, ketchup's made from tomatoes, and they rot pretty good. I can imagine they're just like anything else after time. They kind of ferment there.
Hmm.
That's one thing I wouldn't have any idea.
But you know, I wonder if there's even tomatoes in ketchup. I don't know anymore. I don't know if they make it with any kind of real tomatoes.
You might be right there, bud. You might be right.
My goodness. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. All right, telephone line is open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we'll put you up on the air. But that's the guest list so far. But if I forgot anybody, let me know. And Mary Ellen and Jeff, at this point, are on the guest list. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scott. I think you forgot Nate, unless I didn't hear you mention the name.
No, I did. I got you on the list.
I mean, not me, Nate.
Oh, Nate. Oh, yes, I did get Nate. Yes, Nate. I'm glad you. I did. And Nate is coming. And Nate and his wife.
It's kind of a short name, so I didn't know if you had snuck that in there because I'm only half awake here.
No, it could be that I ran over it when I was naming it off. But yes, I have talked to Nate. And
I could probably get Patrick from the Morning Zoo because he's sometimes on the air, so I could probably.
Oh, let's not do that.
Okay.
I like Patrick, and Patrick's a good guy, but I think that, I don't know if he and some of the people here would be the best mix.
Okay, well, I did not. You know, I'm not very people smart, so I can't really tell you.
No.
Golden Voice, can he make an appearance?
I would not discount seeing the Golden Voice.
Okay. Well, you never. Yeah, I might be able to. Attend. I haven't even been there in a month. So you know.
I don't think you've ever been to the new studio.
People kind of wonder if I really exist, or am I just a figment of their imagination? So.
Oh, definitely not a figment. Do ketchup or mustard spoil, Adam?
I didn't look it up. I would agree with you that ketchup has sugar and ketchup's more fattening. I mean, I'm a mustard person. And mustard is more of a spice, you know, in that paste of a base. I would think mustard would last longer. I do agree with you. I think that's why restaurants will put it in packets, because it's kind of airtight and it's probably not going to spoil as much. And between the two of them, I would say ketchup, just because of its consistency, more preservatives and just more chemicals and more sugar. But I would think no more than a few months. You know, when I buy mustard, I can use a whole half a bottle of mustard when I have a pizza or something, because I kind of put it on everything.
Yep.
So it never really lasts that long. But I would think a few months, you know, longer than milk or a dairy product.
I think you're right. Well, hey, thanks for chiming in, Adam.
Okay, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. So there we go. We're talking about the anniversary party next Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. And again, now right there, And you got to hear it live on the air. Now, that's live radio for you. Now, nothing against Patrick. I like Patrick. Nice guy. Have met him. I just, we don't want to overload. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. I have a couple little tips for you.
All right.
They don't call me Heloise for nothing. on the day that you put out your trash, clean out your refrigerator.
That's a good idea.
Yes, and also, I've always heard this, that when in doubt on food products, throw it out.
You know, I think you're right about that one. I just, for some reason, I think it's gotten too far behind here at this point.
Yes, it's not worth getting food poisoning over. I don't care what it is.
That's true. Well, hey, those are some good tips. I like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
When in doubt, throw it out. I like that one. I do that with friends, actually. When in doubt, throw it out. But also, that's a good tip, really, that on your trash day, go through your refrigerator and it becomes less of a project. But see, mine has become such a project now, I don't even know if it's possible to go through the refrigerator. I'm sure there's a lot of good stuff in there, but there definitely is a lot of iffy stuff in there. I would hate for somebody, like if I, God forbid, keeled over, I would hate for somebody to go through my refrigerator. I don't know what they would find in that thing. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
It's me again with the Hunt's ketchup.
Oh, yes.
It says it is made from tomato concentrate from vine-ripened tomatoes, the very first ingredient.
So there are tomatoes in that ketchup.
Apparently so.
You know, I prefer Hunt's to Heinz and to generic. Now, can you tell a difference in your ketchup?
I can. Some people cannot. This one goes to my preference more than any other.
Now,
it's with no preservatives.
Now, what is it about the Hunt's ketchup that you like the best? Because I like that the best, too.
I really don't know, except that I do like it better.
I think it tastes, because I'm always tossed up between Hunt's and Heinz. Now, I can do Heinz, because that's what you get when you go out and eat. But there's something about Hunt's ketchup that does taste a little different.
I think so, too.
I think you're right. Well, hey, so there are tomatoes in there.
First ingredient.
Now, tomatoes can spoil.
Yes, real tomatoes do.
Even, but it obviously takes a lot longer in the ketchup bottle.
Well, with the concentrate, maybe that's what does it. I don't know, but it's from the fine-ripened tomatoes.
Well, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for doing some research.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. There we go. See, this is how we all learn. We're finding out about ketchup this morning. 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour. Give us a ring. 740-383-9944. If you have any tips, tips are good. On trash day, go through your garbage. Throw it out. Who needs it? Now, the one-year anniversary, as I say, next Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m., right here at the station. I'm sure we'll have pizza. And as far as I know, nobody has said no to the invitation. I know Mike Wilson will be here. I'm sure Linda will. She's been to every one. Pastor Whitaker, Terry, Adam, Sean, the whole bunch. It's going to be a thing. Mary Ellen and Jeff will be here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, for the odors in your refrigerator?
Yes.
You could put a box of baking soda in there. That'll help neutralize your odor.
You know,
I've done that for years.
I've heard now, so I just get a box of baking soda and I open the lid and just set it in there.
Yep, pretty much. That's all you have to do.
So do you think it would have overpowered that pumpkin pie?
I don't know. I cannot believe that you even told that story on it. 6 years for the eggnog and the fruitcake?
Oh, the fruitcake. Listen, the fruitcake's just maturing at this point.
Oh, come on. No way.
No, you know...
You've got a full-fledged science fair project going on, mister.
Oh, I agree with you that... I agree with you that the eggnog has probably seen better days. It's probably more like eggnog cottage cheese at this point.
Oh.
But the fruitcake, oddly enough, it actually looks better now than it did 6 years ago.
Well, I don't think I would test the theory.
We've got one of the last... Oh, no, I wouldn't test the theory if it was new out of the package.
We know your thoughts on fruitcake.
Oh,
you
my...
just don't know what's good for you, Scott.
We've got one of the last Claxtons on the face of the earth in this...
Oh, say it ain't so. They got it. They'll be a brighter tomorrow.
Oh, let's hope not. Let's hope not.
Get you some Arm & Hammer and clean that refrigerator.
I might have to. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, Arm & Hammer, I have heard about that baking soda, that you put that in the refrigerator, you just pop it open, and that kills your smell. We've gotten rid of the old 8-month pumpkin pie now, so we've done a little work on the refrigerator. But it is true that eggnog, and here's a funny story. Now, give me a call if you want. 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour. Here's a funny story about this whole thing. When we were moving from our last studio to this one, last August, I think it was, Sean and I were doing the moving, and obviously you have to move the refrigerator. So it's on the back of the truck, and we didn't take anything out of the refrigerator. Of course, why would we? For number one, we're not professional movers, and number two, the stuff in that refrigerator, I wouldn't want to touch it. It might be toxic. So we're getting ready to take it off the back of the truck to unload it here at the new studio. It's late on a Friday night, you know, like 11 o'clock or something like that. We had to move in after hours so we could park the U-Haul here in the parking lot. And somehow, I don't know if it was on purpose, but somehow the refrigerator got dropped and fell off the back of the U-Haul truck. And there was contents of that refrigerator everywhere. Now, we did pick it up, throw everything in the dumpster, blah, 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 blah. But I'll tell you what, that six-year-old eggnog and that six-year-old fruitcake did survive the fall. And so did the refrigerator. So that's why they are still here. Six-year-old eggnog and six-year-old fruitcake can survive falling out of the back of a U-Haul. Now, here's what when we got the refrigerator up here, I thought, when we plug this thing in, I don't think it's going to work. But it did. And it free fell off the back of that U-Haul truck. Now, here's the thing, though. When that refrigerator fell off the back of that U-Haul, I learned something. You want to talk about science experiments? I learned something that I had always thought, that when you take fruitcake versus concrete, fruitcake wins. Because I think it dented the concrete, but the fruitcake was fully intact. You couldn't put a dent in that thing with a jackhammer. So there's just a little bit of information for you. 52 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Baking soda joins our list this morning of helpful household hints to cut down on the smell in your fridge if you're not a cleaner of refrigerators. 740-383-9944. Remember, we do not go off the air today after this program. Glenn Coble joins me from 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then his show, The Progressive Life, is on from 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight, 6:10 until 7 p.m. Now, here's another issue that I'm having. And maybe we'll talk about this in the next hour. You know, I don't know. I came up with a name, but it's generic. It's just on the air at this point. What do we call the 10 a.m. until noon show here on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? We have some music, but I don't know what we call it. Because it's right now it's got a different host every day. Glenn and I do it on Wednesday, and then Glenn does it alone on Thursday, and then I do it alone on Friday. And that could change as time goes on. But what can we call this show? I was thinking yesterday of names, and I don't know. I just couldn't come up with any. I thought of Media Magazine. I thought Media Magazine. Then I thought, well, that doesn't really tip off the tongue. Trip off the tongue, as it were. And then I thought, well, what about Club WWGH? And then I thought, well, we have the Exchange Club, which is... So I don't know if I want to do Club WWGH. You know, some easy title. And then I thought, like Dayline. But I don't know. Does anybody have any good names for the 10 to noon show here on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Does anybody want to tender a suggestion? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know. I just do not have a good name for that show. And we just want a kind of a generic name because it has different hosts at this particular point. And I don't know what to call it. Does anybody have a good name? You could be known as the person who names this show. You know, we've got, I mean, my show's called Now, and we've got Glenn's, which are Progressive Life and Swap Shop. We have the Mike Wilson Show. We have Voice of a People with Linda Sims. We have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond. We have the Exchange Club. We have the Pastor's Spot. I don't know what to call this show. Go ahead, caller.
How about Mix and Match Variety Show?
Mix and Match Variety Show, that's good. Well, you know, and that was the problem I was having last night, trying to... We have a theme song, which is just an instrumental theme song right now, so anybody can use it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't... Because the show is different every day, so it's not
right.
News.
And with your hosts, you mix your hosts up, and then sometimes you match them. So... Mix and match,
right. Okay, well, that's good. I'm going to put that down on the list.
Okay.
Thank you. Mix and Match Variety Show. Now, that's not bad. Now, does anybody else have an idea as to what we should name this show. Because I have no idea. You know, there used to be a show years ago on radio called Marion Entertains. Now, that was a music show, I think. But that's not bad. I guess we could unearth that. Nobody's really using that at this point. Now, how entertaining we are, I don't know. Marion Entertains. I don't know. See, that sounds more like a music acting type of show. So, I don't know. WWGH Entertains. I don't know what we're going to call that 12 to noon show. Any suggestions on the title? Any ideas on the 10th anniversary coming up next Wednesday, June the 10th? Or any ideas on the idea of spoiling ketchup, spoiling mustard, or the fruitcake, which has been in this refrigerator for 6 years? See, you thought you had problems with your refrigerator at home. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. With only 3 minutes left in the program, I really don't want to go to a new subject because there are a couple things I still want to talk about tomorrow. Now, our friend Bob is looking for an apartment out there today. His phone number, 740-341-6926. That's 740-341-6926. Looking for a one-bedroom apartment. All he's got are clothes at this point. If you have any ideas, give him a call. 740-341-6926. Go ahead, caller.
Here's another one for your list, Scott. How about Coffee Talk?
Coffee Talk. That's not... Anything with coffee is always a good title.
You betcha.
Hey, thank you. Coffee Talk. That's not bad. We'll put that down here. We've got Coffee Talk and Mix and Match. Coffee Talk and Mix and Match at this point. Does anybody else have a suggestion for the 10 to noon show? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's me, Scott.
Yes.
Hey, you know, I have trouble getting around. I forgot to mention it. If it's an upstairs, I can cobble up to the upstairs and take a while, but even if it's an upstairs, I'll take it. If it's feasible.
Even if it's upstairs?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to try to find something now, but if I have to, I'll find a way to get up downstairs.
All right. Well, we'll add that to the plea here. Thank you, Bob. All right, our friend Bob there now willing to go upstairs if need be. Again, if you know anybody who has a one-bedroom apartment, sleeping room, whatever it might be, our friend Bob is in need here. 740-341-6926. That's 740-341-6926. Something affordable. He's just got his clothes with him. Now we have amended that to say upstairs or downstairs. Upstairs or downstairs is what he's looking for. Any more ideas for the name of the 10 to noon show? We've got Mix and Match, and we've got Coffee Talk at this point. 59 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any ideas. We've got a little bit of time left. Now, again, we do not go off the air today. We will be on with the 10 a.m. to noon show. And then we have a Progressive Life with Glenn Coble, 12 to 1. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7 tonight here on this station. So we will be back in about 15 minutes with a show right now that remains nameless. And we will try to come up with a name as the morning goes on. Stay tuned. WGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, handy, too, with that electricity, if we have problems with our transmitter, which